Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beit Zav Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin in the Oz Varsha Surah Davatan Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph and in the Article Surah Davatan Lamed Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Mimsar Bas Miyaka Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us Omer Adam Lechen Vini, a person could tell a storekeeper on Yom Tif Malei Li Kliza, fill this kli up for me Avoloi B'mida, but not with a mida. And the Gemara is going to explain this referring to a special measuring cup that actually has a particular measure. And as long as a person doesn't tell a storekeeper fill it up to the particular measurement that's marked on here, just fill it up either a little bit more, a little bit less than it, then that's okay, because it's a different way than doing it during the week. He's not using it as a regular measuring cup, rather just as a kli to hold whatever he wants to be put in it. Rabbi Yehuda, he tells us that no, if this is a special measuring kli, it's not to be used at all. Elam and Alafam is on top. Maisa is a story of Shalom Bitness with his fellow Shalom Bitness, who's a Talmud Chacham as well. Besides for a storekeeper, Shahayu Malis Midaisim Erev Yamtef, he would fill up his midais, his measuring cups, before Yamtef, Vinaisim Lukuchas Biyamtef, and he'd give them to people who wanted to buy from him on Yamtef, and that's because either he didn't want to be using these kalim on Yom Tif, or just because of Bittul Beis Medrash, he had a lot to learn, and therefore he pre-filled them before Yom Tif, so when people came on Yom Tif, it was easy to give to them. Now Abba Sholem, Rabbi Shaul says, that B'mayit Isakain, he would do this on Chol HaMayit, and Racham Ayim Lacham said, Af B'chayil Isakain, he would even do this during the week. During the week, he would make sure to fill up the kalim beforehand. Why is that made Mitzu HaMidais? Because of Mitzu HaMidais. Now either this referring to wine, that when a person pours wine from one kli to another, so it creates a froth, kind of like fizz from soda, when you pour it from one into another, the fizz rises high, but that's not the real measurement of the liquid. In order to save on time for the customers, they didn't have to wait there to wait for the fizz or the foam to go down. He'd make sure to fill them up the day prior. Another way of understanding Mitzvah Midos is, let's say, for example, when you're pouring oil, if you measure out a cup of oil, let's say, and then you're pouring it into the customer's kli, the full cup doesn't go inside. You have to wait for Mitzvah for it to, so to speak, be squeezed. You have to wait for all the oil to drip off the sides of the measuring cup, and that also takes a lot of time, and therefore he just did it the day prior. Says the Gemara of Chana Amar of Chana explains the first part of the Mishnah, Aychasar, Ayeser, when a kli mida is allowed to be used on Yom Tif, that's as we had said, it's not to be filled up to the particular measuring line that it's meant for. It has to be filled up a little bit less or a little bit more, so you're not actually using it as a measuring kli. Rabbi Lazar Amar Lazar Bar Chama, he told Lazar Bar Chama, Malei li hahein mana, fill up this kli for me, ulamachran and mechilin le, and tomorrow we're going to measure how much it is. In other words, he was telling him, take this regular kli, it's not a kli mida, it's not a special measuring kli, and tomorrow we're going to see how much it holds, and then I'll be able to pay you based off of it. And Tony, we have a brisa. Ma'aser Belazer Reb Tzadik. There was a story with Reb Belazer Reb Tzadik. Ve'Abba Shaul Ben Bitnes Shayuch and Van B'Yerushalayim. They were storekeepers in Yerushalayim. V'Hayu Malim Midasei Me'erev Yom Tif. They would fill up their measuring cups before Yom Tif. V'Naisa Naisa Lukuchas BeYom Tif. And they give them to purchasers on Yom Tif. Rav Chanina Ben Kavi Omer, he tells us Af B'Chal Shomayid Hayu Esin Kain. They don't even do this on Chol HaMayid. Why is that? V'Pnei Mitzvah Midos, because Mitzvah Midos, as we had explained in the Mishnah. Now, even though they were very careful with Mitzvah Midos, as we explained, that means they waited till the foam went down or that the oil dripped out of the kli, so the customer could get everything they had measured for him. Nonetheless, they somehow had extras, and that's what the Gemara Lam Beis on Alpha Top continues telling us. Afhu kines shalosh meis chavias. He also somehow managed to gather 300 extra barrels of wine from these extras, and v'chaveiro kines shalosh meis chavias. His friend also, meaning these two great people who he had mentioned were storekeepers, he as well had extra 300 barrels, and they didn't want to benefit from this because they felt that it wasn't theirs rightfully, but obviously didn't know which customers had purchased from them that they could return this little amount to them, and therefore they brought it to the Beis Hamikdash. Amalan Chacham L'Chacham told them, you didn't have to do this. Rather, since you want to be machmer yourselves, yas ben tzarchid tzibur, use it for tzarchid tzibur, for the public's needs. And another story, pam achas chala, one time he was sick, v'nechaz rabbi sinu levakroi, and the rabban went to visit him. Amar loin, he told them, atun chamun hada yamina, you should see this right hand at the havas mechila b'kushta, that it measured everything out with honesty, and now it's not able to work, it's sickly, it's having problems. And we learn from here two things. Number one, even if a person's a big tzaddik, he's still going to be punished for something they did wrong. And number two, the greater the tzaddik is, the more exacting Hashem is with him. And that's what the Gemara tells us now. Amar Chanina, Manda Amar Drachman Vatron, one who says that Hashem is a Vatron, he gives in and he doesn't care. So he's Vatron B'nei Me'ai, his insides should be, so to speak, given up. This is basically a very strong Lashon. Elo, rather, how do we understand it when Hashem doesn't punish a person right away? Marich Ruche, Hashem just extends his anger, but V'gavi Didei, he ends up collecting that which is his, meaning he'll eventually punish a person for doing something wrong. And on the second point that we had mentioned, Aravacha says, Ksiv the Pasuk tells us, Usvivav Nisara Ma'id. Literally translated, this means that the surroundings of Hashem are very stormy, like a sa'ara, a storm. What do we learn from here? When Dr. Iman Kechud Hasara, that Hashem is extremely exacting with the people who are around him, like a hair's breadth, that means Svivav, the people who are around him. The bigger the tzaddik is, the closer he is to Hashem, the more Hashem is exacting with him. And Rav Yisrael Rabboni tells us, Lo mitamazet, it's not because of this. Ella, rather, the Pasuk says, V'noira al kol Svivav, Hashem is noira regarding all those who are around him. What do we learn from here? Moira ala krayvim yosim rechaykim, Hashem Hashem's Mayra are on the people who are closer to him more than those who are further away from him. And we conclude the parak with Allah Chates. The Mishnah tells us, Aymer Adam Chaveira, a person can tell his friend on Yom Tef, Tanli Beitzim Ve'Gaizim B'Minyan, give me that particular amount of eggs or nuts. And the reason why an amount is allowed to be mentioned, as opposed to in the previous Gemaras, we discussed how a specific amount is not to be mentioned when it comes to meat. That's because Shekin Derech Balabayas Liyas Mayra B'Sech Beisai, a person counts these inside his house. In your house, you don't use a particular value of meat. You don't tell your child to bring you a certain amount of meat from the freezer. You say, bring me a piece of meat or a package of meat, as opposed to eggs and nuts. Even inside one's home, a person says, bring me 3 eggs, 5 eggs, 10 eggs, or nuts, or whatever it is, and therefore it's not considered uvdu d'chol. This is just a normal way of talking, and therefore it's okay on Yom Tov. And then we have a brisa, Aymer hu adam l'chaveiro, a person can tell his friend on Yom Tov, tan li kol shel tavlin, give me a certain measurement of spices. And why is this permitted? Shekin b'al bayis darko liyos nois and kol shel tavlin b'sech tavshiloi. That's because this is a normal amount to put inside the dish, and since this is the standard way of speaking, has nothing to do with mekach u'memker, it's not like an unusual thing, therefore it's allowed to be done even on Yom Tov. Hachmalach perak ein sadin, Malzar finishing the third perak of Maseches Beitzah, just like Maseches finished this perak together, we should Maseches finish the entire Maseches Beitzah together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new perak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.